So here we are. It's Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. We've been preparing and preparing well. You know, if you recall, it began at the beginning of the year. We talked about, let's get healthy. You know, whatever physical exercise you can do to make yourself feel good, to get yourself well. I had to lead by example, and I'm here to report 67 pounds now since January 1st. I'm dedicated, and I pray you are too. And we are facing challenges. We entered this year, 2022, after a two-year revolt by the devil. He wasn't going to take it. He wanted to claim his ground. I'm, again, in the school of thought that the unbinding of Satan was 1917 to 2017, and I think he's throwing the kitchen sink at us, especially in the last 2 years. Not going to relive it. We all know what we're talking about. And so we went into this 2022 saying, not under our watch. We got blindsided. We got punched drunk over the last 2 years. We got beat up. And we saw Satan claim ground that he doesn't deserve. We're taking it back. So we need to get strong, we said with one another. You see, when you know what we're doing, we're trying hard. That's what we're doing. We're trying hard. Effort brings reward. That's what any good parent teaches their children, or a good coach, or any kind of leader. Effort brings reward, or my favorite quote, Vince Lombardi, you'll never be perfect, but if you chase perfection, you'll catch excellence. We're trying hard is what we're doing. And so we spent the first couple of months saying, okay, we need to get strong as we prepared for what I believe is the Lent of all Lents that began on March 2nd. And we entered into that saying, no, not 40 days, 90 days. We're going to take this time. The 90 days basically leads up to today. And we entered into a boot camp, if you will, of trying to get as spiritually strong as we can. And if we boil it all down, we know that means we got to get well connected to God. You see, you know what we're fighting? And I believe since my childhood days, I saw it erupt all around us in the 60s. It's the cult of the casual. It's the cult of the casual. We don't need to bring effort. We don't need to chase perfection to catch excellence. We can just, you know, do what's minimally expected. That's gotten into our bones, and we got to shake it out. And so we're trying hard. With Lent, we entered into 90 days to peace. Peace. We want peace. We want God's good order. I keep talking about, in the Eucharistic prayer, my favorite line, besides the words of consecration, is the line just before that. Order our days in your peace. God's beautiful order. To be in sync with Him. To be in line with Him. And amazing things start to happen. And as I said, like a good parent, effort brings reward. God doesn't let us treat Him like a candy machine, like spoiled little brats who just do whatever we want, feed our worldly wants, and then running to Him when we have a special prayer? No! Show me the effort, a good parent would say. And then we'll talk about what you're asking for here. Do you see? That's how God is. And so we said, yes, Lord. We'll bring you the effort. We're striving. Striving for holiness. Striving to do as close as we can to you. Striving to be as loyal and obedient and loving as we can to you. Not to the world, not to the devil. And so we've been working hard. We've been trying hard over this past 2022, leading up to today. We started this past Friday night gathering together. And, you know, I hope you can make it. If you weren't able to, you might have had family obligations or something. But on this night, I spoke to everyone and I said, you know what? It's 2 days before Pentecost. Let's unchain ourselves from Satan. Let's unchain ourselves from all the influencers that are lying to us. Let's unchain ourselves to falsehoods, all the ways in which Satan is trying to rip us out of the arms of God. And let's tie ourselves, let's cling to God. And so I pointed to the rope that monks wear, the three knots, poverty, chastity, and obedience. These are the ways in which it's the vaccine, if you will, for the three wounds that kill off the soul: pride of life, impurity, and seeking after the things of the world over the things of God, idolatry. And so I actually handed out these bracelets, and I put them in military green, and I touched each one of them, this relic of the true cross. But then I dangled from it a Benedict medal. So we're calling these Benedict bracelets. He's one of the fathers of monasticism. The power of this medal was touched to 165 relics of saints. We're saying no more, Satan. We're not going to allow ourselves to be chained, enslaved by you any longer. We're tying ourselves to God. And so we began Friday night with our faith force. Again, we're trying hard. We're striving. We're taking time out in a special way. You know who loves what we did Friday? 2 weeks ago, I got an email from the secretary of Cardinal Burke. Hey, Cardinal Burke's in the country. He'd like to meet with you. I went, okay. I hope it's good. And it was. I drove up to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Interesting, the date that he picked, May 31st, our consecration day after our 90 days, the Feast of the Visitation. So I was up at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe on the Feast of the Visitation. Well, we were all doing our consecration together. And I was doing mine up there. We had an amazing meeting. He just said, you know, COVID kept us apart for 2 years. Let's get back together. And he reiterated what he loves. You see, he agreed to be the spiritual head of what we call the Holy League. You know what the Holy League is? What we did Friday night. It's that format. When I first told him about it, he says, this is exactly what the church needs right now. Almost in that kind of exuberance. And he still believes that. And I told him, Cardinal, we're doing it. We're trying to get it spread. But what is it? Very simply, we gather together, okay? We can do holy hours, and that's good. We go to Adoration Chapel by ourselves or maybe another person. But no, we want to get together and adore the Lord. Understand this, adoration hasn't changed with Vatican II, right? They were doing adoration just as we do it here with exposition, O Salutaris, and so on. And then benediction, that's the same. Okay? That didn't change. So there's nothing Novus Ordo-y that keeps us separated. We got to work on that tribalism that's going on. It's another way that Satan's dividing us. But on Holy Hour of Adoration, when we offer confession during that time, so what are we doing? We're making an effort to connect well with the Lord with each other. And then we're getting all gussied up, cleaned up in the confessional. We're going back home. I want to be back in your arms, Lord. I don't want to live in the world. I don't want to live the way of the world any longer. I want to live your way. I want to be loyal to you. I want to be your precious child. I'm coming home. And then absolution is given. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Interesting the words when Jesus imparted the Holy Spirit on the first bishops, the beginnings of our church that day. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. He could have said joy be with you, love be with you. He could have said anything. He wants us to have that beautiful peace of being in God's presence more than anything else. That's what comes if we allow it through the sacrament of confession. The words of absolution come on us. Boom! It's done. This is the first moment, the first day of our lives. Let's do this thing. I like guilt. That's what the devil does. That's what the world does. Look what you did. Is that what God does with the story of the prodigal son? Absolutely not. He pulls out the stops and has a banquet for his son who returned home, fit for a prince. This is your original dignity, and you are restored. Amazing. Amazing. Peace be with you, he said. Have that kind of peace. Have that kind of peace is what he wanted for us. Amazingly, my sister and her husband are with us today. Joe, my brother-in-law's dad, used to come here for Mass before he passed. And he swore he saw the Blessed Mother's lips move. And he would say that different times. I saw it again today, he said. This is the man who actually recovered this relic on D-Day, stormed the beaches of Normandy, found himself in a bombed-out castle, went to take a crucifix of our Lord out of the dirt, and this popped out of the skullcap of Jesus. He didn't know what it was. After the war, he went and visited his sister, who's a nun in Milwaukee, and he remembered he had it in his pocket, and he says, because he knew it was religious, because where it came from, he says, do you know what this is? The whole room full of nuns went down to their knees and started making the sign of the cross. They recognized right away, this is a relic of the true cross. This is a D-Day relic of the true cross. And the one who rescued it sat right here and saw Our Lady's lips move. You know why I'm bringing that up now? I got reports that Friday night, others saw her lips move. My brothers and sisters, we're going to see miracles. Why? Because we believe. Because this isn't just a holiday that we're celebrating today, Pentecost. We truly are opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and saying, come, Lord, I want it as never before, or maybe even the first time. Because I never really asked in the way I should have in the past. With true belief. Well, we're going to ask right now. We're going to ask right now. You've heard exorcists, some of you talk about things like authority. I'm your pastor. I'm going to pray over you with the authority given me. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you. And all you need to do, all you need to do is to lay yourself open. Believe there is such a thing as the Holy Spirit and say, yes, Pop, yes, Lord, bring me that power right here and right now. So I'm going to ask you now to kneel if you are able. I want us to take a moment in silence before I offer these prayers over you. I ask you in silence to speak to the Lord. In your own words, say, yes, Lord, bring the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my heart. Let me be changed from this day forward. Let me be an instrument of your peace to the world around you. I'll take a moment in silence so you can offer your own personal prayer to God.
On our knees, we before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, we offer ourselves, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. We adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of our soul. In you, we live and move and am. We desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and we pray with all our hearts to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard our every thought, and grant that we may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. We cling to you and give ourselves to you and ask you, by your compassion, to watch over us in our weakness, holding the pierced hearts of feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, we implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of our infirmity, to keep us in your grace that we may never sin against you. Give us grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. And now we pray for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending to heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant that the same Holy Spirit be brought to us, that he may perfect in our souls the work of your grace and your love. Grant us the spirit of wisdom that we may despise the perishable things of this earth and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding to enlighten our minds with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel that we may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude that we may bear our cross with you, and that we may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose our salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that we may know God and know ourselves and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that we may find the service of God sweet and amiable. And the spirit of fear, that we may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark us, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate us in all things with your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit, he may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.